Omar, what's up, dude?
Hey,
What up?
I'm doing good. Had a slow week this week, but I think it's a bit of the weather. It's the snow and then the icy rain and stuff. It's just like it got to me a little bit, but even with that, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. How much is it snowing pretty bad there?
Sorry?
Is it snowing pretty good there?
It did, I think, yesterday. Today it's I think it's getting a bit warmer, so things are getting very icy.
Okay.
Where are you at?
Montreal.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
I'm sure it gets freezing up there.
Yeah, it's one, so yeah, it was maybe around minus 15 or minus 10 yesterday. So it jumps here a lot, and when there's wind, it's even worse. So
That's insane, dude. Renee, Kimberly, how are y'all doing?
hey, good. How are you?
Doing all right tonight. Just dropping
Good.
off.
Hi, Kimberly. I don't think I've met you yet.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You too.
I actually go by Kim.
Okay.
Nice to
Nice
meet
to
you.
meet you. You too.
Let's see if anybody else hops in here in a minute. And we'll dive into how everyone's week was, some wins, losses, whatever. We'll kick it off. I know a few people told me they couldn't make it tonight. Actually, I'm gonna text John real quick. All right, let's do this thing, y'all. Let's start with some wins. Who's got a win from the week? Someone's got a win.
It's so quiet.
There's only three of you, so each of you gotta share at least one win. Each of you gotta share something.
Have a baby win. I'll call it a baby win. So I had like a couple holiday parties over the weekend, and I didn't have any alcohol. Like I'm trying to cut back on that. And I tried to eat, just stick to protein. So I don't know. Baby win.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. It's well, I would say that's a big win, especially because when you go to those holiday parties, I mean, it's a fun time. It's super easy to just indulge and be like, oh, it's you're supposed to do this. So yeah, I'd say that's a huge win. Heck yeah. Who's next?
Yeah,
I'll
same
jump.
for me.
Oh,
I
go
kind of
ahead.
got back on track this week too. Last week was a little off because of some circumstances, but back on track, meal prepping, working out harder, pushing myself. Yesterday did not feel good. Had a little bit of an episode at work, but much better today. So good.
Yeah, you've shared some stuff with me about, things going on, and you're navigating a lot, but you were doing it really, really well. So
Thanks.
for sure want to acknowledge that. Omer, last but not least.
Yeah, I was having a really like good and consistent week until yesterday. Yesterday got a bit too crazy, too busy, and I had like a small window where I could have, gone done my workout, but I just kind of relaxed myself a bit, and then my day ended up being like I finished around 10:30, and then with the weather and the crazy stuff, I was like, no, it's better to just maybe some, it's okay to take a day off. So I wouldn't say it's a win. It's just I was listening to my body and I was listening to myself. I was like, if it's too much, just take one day off. It's fine.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, man. And you're right, it absolutely is, dude. That's like, I think that's one of the biggest things I try to convey is when on a macro scale you're extremely consistent, if you take a day off, that's when it is okay because you back out, you zoom out and you look at everything you've been doing. You're like, okay, a rest day here is just fine. I'm gonna be back at it tomorrow. And when you know you'll be back at it tomorrow and several days after, that's when it's like, that's when you're in a really good place. So that's awesome, man. Let's do this week. I'm interested. I would like for you all to share. Hey, Tammy, also. Tammy just joined us.
Oh, hello.
Hello. You want to
I have been sick as a dog.
Yeah, you've been KIA.
If people still use that phrase, yeah. I can barely breathe. So I haven't like, yeah, I've basically taken the whole week off just because I could not, I couldn't even like walk from the car to the house. So yeah.
Are you feeling any better now?
Actually, this afternoon I started to feel better, so I'm hoping it was just like a 1 week thing. Like I'm already out of breath and I literally just stood up.
Yeah. Yeah, being sick is never fun.
But yeah, I was gonna ask like what like when I get back into it, like I feel like I might be able to start again on Thursday. How do you recommend, like, I think that was one of my biggest fears too, like that, you know, I push myself too hard and then this happens, or like my body just says no. So I don't know. Like,
Yeah, I think the best approach for that, I'll tell you what I think the best approach is, and I'll tell you what I do. Best
Yeah,
approach.
I'm sure you've been sick before too. Like it's not like it's not an uh-huh thing.
I usually throw myself back into it pretty aggressively, and I just go through the 2 or 3, 4 day period of it just being awful. That being said, I don't necessarily think that's the best approach, right? I think a better approach would be just maybe ease into like some walking or some like low aerobic work, like hop on the rower for 15 minutes, maybe do some burpee, like just kind of move around or lift some weights at a lighter weight, take long rest between your sets and just kind of just break a sweat that first day. Just get back into it, maybe sauna afterwards. And then the next day, kind of ramp it up from there. And then before you know it, you're back to the training. I think that's a really good approach.
So whatever workouts, I'm sorry, I haven't looked just because I knew I couldn't do them. Do I just hop it on in and do what you have scheduled for me?
Yeah, I tell you what, I'll send you a few adjustments.
Okay.
What day do you think you'll be back into it?
I'm thinking Thursday. Like tomorrow I could probably do something like in-house, maybe for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like
Let's see how you feel
just
tomorrow.
body weight or whatever, but like hold on.
Yeah, we'll touch base tomorrow, see how you feel, and we'll come up with something.
Okay.
No,
Sorry.
it's a very good question.
But yeah, I was curious about like how to jump back in.
Yeah, no, there's never an easy way. It's gonna be rough regardless.
Yeah, I had like one of the best workouts ever, and then the very next day, like I got pounded with sickness, and I was like, well, this is just
That's usually how it goes.
I was like, I was just climbing up that Mount Everest, and I think I just, yeah, I peaked. I peaked too early.
Oh, hold on 1 second. Titans.
Tammy, I know that too. Like, there was a time where my back was messing up, my right knee, and then I got shingles, and
Oh my gosh, that's
I don't remember
terrible.
what all. It was like four things, and I did the same thing. He, you know, told me to take that week off, and when I got back in, I think we just walked like for 2 to 3 days, probably kept the calories down and just walked. So,
Yeah, I think that's been the silver lining is like I haven't had much of an appetite. So the calories have probably been pretty down.
yeah.
Yeah, I know. As soon as you started, you got sick.
I did. I had COVID day three.
It was like.
Yeah, it's funny. I thought of reaching out to you because I was like, I bet you she's like dealt with it. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I
I was
almost
done
started
the first
speaking of
week. I
Southern
was so
accent.
mad.
Yeah, I was pretty mad. I was like, I'm okay, I got this. Like, it's divine intervention. It means rest. And then that day three, I was like, I don't want to rest. I was like, I don't want to get back into the momentum of life. But no.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I would like to do this week. Slightly different than what we've been doing. I would like for you all to, if you can, and you have something that, the tip of your tongue, the top of your head, share something this past week from training that you struggled with specifically, whether it was an exercise, I don't know, adjusting a movement, whatever, something that you can think of. Okay, I struggled with this. If you have that question, I'd love for you to fire it away. Just to see if I can and be helpful in you guys going forward. And whoever's ready can just fire away. I will call on you if no one says anything.
Okay, I'll go. So, I struggle with, like, I know I'm supposed to lift heavier, right? And so my upper body is so weak. And so I'm trying to lift heavier. So, like, the first set, I can do heavier weight, but then I have to keep dropping it down, like, drop it down, like, a level or whatever. If I'm using dumbbells, for example, for like today, oh my God, I'm so sore from today, which is good. It's really good. But man, my arms. I'm like, I had a realization like how weak I am. So when is it, I guess my question is, like, how do you know when? Like, do I keep doing it that way where I try to do it here and then drop it down if I have to, or is there a better way to do it? That's the question, I guess.
So make sure I understand. Your question is, how do you know when to adjust the weights?
When you're ready to go up to the next level, like without just trying it that way, I guess.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
Okay. So I would say a good rule of thumb is if you can complete all of the sets and reps unbroken at like a, let's just say you're at about an 80% effort. So if it's four
Okay.
sets of eight, you do four sets of eight at 30-pound dumbbells, and you get through all the sets, and you're like, I feel like I could have added more. When that thought pops in your head, because it'll happen,
Okay.
that's when you know the next time you go to the gym, you're like,
Okay.
all right, I'm going to jump to 35s, or maybe even jump to 40s, and that's when you start playing the game of try the 40s. If you get five of the eight reps and you're really struggling, it's like, okay, I know I'm a little bit lower, and over time you start to really figure out what weights you need to be at and how what that progressive overload feels like.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah. That's a great question.
I'll jump in. I had this thing I was initially confused about when I was logging the weights. I was actually not considering the weight of the barb, so the barbell. So if I put like a 30-pound plate on like on each side, it would just I wrote 60, and then when I switched, I got confused every time I was looking at it. I ended up putting more weight, and then when I started doing it, I was like, "There's something wrong here. I couldn't lift anything," so I had to go back, sit, and be like, "Oh, okay, I'm not considering the bar now." So that was like a funny thing that happened to me, and it took me a bit of time to adjust. So, but it was fun that I managed to do it.
Always any weight that's moving, you add it on. We have a running joke where, like, when we're going for maxes and stuff, we're like, do we add the clips as weight? Like, if it's a 300-pound max, is it like 301 pounds because the clips? Like, we joke around, but yeah, anything that's moving, you're combining it all up to that total weight load. So it would be 115 in that case or whatever.
That makes sense.
What else you guys got? Anything you all struggled with, had questions about? Jonathan, good to see you.
And sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. I was just saying, what's up, Jonathan? I haven't seen him in a minute.
Hey, what's going on?
Good to see you, bro.
Good to see you too.
What was your question, though?
No, I was just saying, I took my steps with the 25 pounds overhead. I took it down from 16 to 12 inches on the box steps. And then today, the weights, I started with 30, and I just like, I think it was Kim was talking about that. I scale my weights too. Sometimes I'll just start out heavy as I can and get as much in. And then if I have to drop down, I drop down. But I guess that's the two things that I probably struggled with this week as far as like mobility and being able to step up with the weights.
Yeah, for you, we've been progressing that over time too, and you're getting a lot better at that. But you
Yeah.
know, I want to piggyback off of that. I really like that approach, and there's a lot of coaches out there that might say it's a bad idea. But I think, especially if you're a little bit newer to lifting weights, I think a good approach is to, for the beginning, you start a little bit lighter, just to make sure you're comfortable with the movements. Right, don't get hurt. But then I like for you guys to start to push it and maybe try a little bit too hard. Go a little bit too heavy and really start to push that limit and figure out where you're at rather than playing it so safe for so long. I think that's a really good approach because then you leave the gym like, okay, I actually feel like I got something out of this. Like I got to max reps on like max effort on this, and then I had to drop it down and no, I wasn't successful at all, the blah blah blah, whatever. But you're gonna feel like you got a lot out of it, and you will get a lot out of it. So I like that approach. There might be coaches out there who say, no, don't keep it lighter, but like, I like that approach a lot.
Yeah, it does. I feel better when I do that. I feel like I've pushed myself and at least tried to get out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And that's, I mean, that's really how you get better.
I have a related question to that. For example, like when I start doing the exercise and I use like a really heavy weight to kind of push to that limit, but I have more sets I need to do, and I for the next one I feel like I cannot do that many or with that weight. Do I put like change the weight a bit lower just so that I can manage those reps, or do I decrease the reps, maintain the weight, or like how should I go about that?
Great question. I would say in that instance, drop the weight, get the reps. So yeah, you already pushed to that point where you feel like you sort of maxed out and you're pretty fatigued. For the following sets or different exercises, if you've got to go lower and get the volume in for the total reps. That's yeah, very good question. Jonathan, what about you, man? How's training been, dude? You've been fighting fires and doing the whole thing, dude.
Yeah, I mean, today's been a crazy day because I got moved to a different station for the day. So it's been a little hectic, but it's been a good day. I think this week, the workout that sucked the most, it was the AM workout where it was mainly the rowing.
Yeah.
I think I made it like halfway through the final part of it where it was like 1,000 meter rows for like five sets or something like that. And even when I made it like halfway, it wasn't like 1,000 meters. I just had to tap out.
Yeah, that's okay, dude. That's totally okay.
It sucked.
Yeah, long aerobic work like that is it's brutal. It's very mentally draining.
I was cutting you out of my head.
Wouldn't be doing my job if not. I love it. Oh, that's awesome, man.
I had a bit of problem when I was doing the running at a really high speed.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
And yeah, I was using a treadmill, and you said we tried to do something that's more outdoors. With the weather, it's a bit difficult, but I thought maybe that would be a good option for that. And when I tried to really push for that, like I couldn't do it that long, so I had to figure out, okay, what can I do? How much speed can I maintain for a specific time? And that's what I did for that workout. I wasn't sure if that's exactly what you wanted for that particular exercise, but that was my question. Like, but that's more specific to what I had, so.
Yeah. So what's your question exactly right now? Because I remember you were telling me about it. You picked the speed and it was a little bit slower than the time we mapped out.
Well, when I looked at it, and then when I started going at like to that speed, I realized that speed is actually beyond the maximum speed I've actually been on, like lately especially. So I couldn't go to 15 and I couldn't get to that time. So instead of doing, like, for example, there was a 90 seconds, I ended up doing, instead of 90, I was doing it almost twice the time. But I did make sure that I started at 10, then the next time I tried to go at 12, then when I felt like, okay, let me try pushing it. So I went to 13, 14, and 15. I think I did it twice, but I knew I couldn't go beyond 15 and maintain that speed of 15 for, like, I think around a minute and a half. Or no, I think it was not, it was maybe 2 minutes, 20 seconds, or 2 minutes, something like that. So as soon as I did that, and then I would take a bit of rest. I took a bit of longer rest than you mentioned, but I thought maybe once I feel I can start my next one, I'll do it right away.
Yep, that's exactly it, dude. You did that correct. And that's a very good point. If you can't meet the intended stimulus, right? Like if you're going for a specific time and you're having a hard time reaching that time, the next thing to undulate would be the rest in between. So like you said, resting until you felt like you could bring some intensity again, because the goal is not, it's not just the volume of the running or the exercise, it is also the intensity of it. And so if you have to rest a little longer to bring more intensity to it, then you get more out of the workout for sure, right? And then
I guess that part because it was in the section of strength, so I realized, okay, the idea is for me to push, even if I take longer rest. So that's what I figured out at that time.
yeah, that's awesome, dude. You're figuring it out, dude. You're getting better. Seriously, you're learning how to listen to your body, you're understanding training. Yeah, it's good, man. Really good. What else y'all have for me? Anything? Anything I can be helpful with? Any nutrition questions? Anything you're struggling with nutritionally? Holidays coming up. Got lots of desserts to eat. Got chat from John. Okay. Jonathan's got to go fight a fire right now. It's crazy.
Oh,
wow. It's pretty cool.
His station just got a call. Yeah, I mean, that man's always working. Anything else you
So
got?
I have a question that might benefit everybody.
Sure.
So how do we avoid, or do we all need to go buy bigger shorts so we don't bust our shorts?
For the holidays?
No. I'm talking about you did some crazy video where you did like a squat and like busted your.
Oh
Anybody else see that?
I've had those shorts for a really long time, and they are just ripping right at the crotch. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna make a video about this and try to be silly. But yes, get some new shorts, get some Lululemons. Don't get the cheap ones. Let's actually talk about the holidays that are coming up. Do you all have a plan, a strategy of attack for your nutrition going into the holidays?
Don't go. I got a Christmas party Friday night, actually, from work.
Yeah,
Not excited.
it's one of those times of year. I think it's important to hit on. It's one of those times of year where, like, you want to enjoy it, right? Like you want to enjoy the holidays. It's fun eating some apple pie or I don't know, whatever your indulgent thing is, like having an extra glass of wine. Like it's good, 100%. My recommendation is just make sure you keep getting your training in. If you can, some people would say this isn't a good approach. This is the approach that I like to take. If you can, like if you know you have a party coming up and you want to eat a bunch of food, like maybe eat less total food throughout the day. And make it just protein. So, like, just some eggs in the morning, just some Greek yogurt, just some chicken, whatever. So, it's just protein centric. Then go to the party in the evening, enjoy all the fun stuff, have your drinks, whatever. That way, at least you've made a little bit, you put yourself in a more optimal position to stay healthy throughout it. I think that could be really helpful for y'all.
Good balance.
Yeah, and then go enjoy yourself. and get back to the gym as soon as possible. I was listening to a podcast with his name's Marcus Philly. He's great. He said, get back to your routine as quickly as possible, right? So if you enjoy your weekend, Friday, Saturday night, you indulge, whatever, don't be like, oh, Monday, I feel like crap. I'll wait till Tuesday when I feel better. Just get back at it on Monday. Just go through the suck. It's going to be awful. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're back in it and you're fine. Just get right back into it.
So I'm taking the kids to Park City this weekend, to go like snowboarding and stuff. I'm gonna try and work out. But I mean, it's my goal to try. I mean, it's a resort. There's definitely a gym there. But it's the eating part. So that was helpful what you just said.
Yeah. I mean, are you guys gonna get groceries and stuff? Or are you gonna be at? Are you gonna get any groceries for this day?
No, I mean no, because it's like a mountain resort. So it's like, I mean there's room service and there's like places to eat in it. But no, should I go that drastic? Should I mean I guess I could stop at a grocery store and go get stuff and put it in the mini fridge. Is that
No, I wouldn't stress yourself out about that. I would just say, like we talked about, focus on protein throughout the day and try to eat only protein, like breakfast and lunch, right? Keep your calories low, protein high. And that way at dinner you can indulge a little bit and you're not over on calories and you've still got your protein goal. You do that, you'll be good.
And we're gonna be like active throughout the day
Oh
too,
yeah,
so
snowboarding is no joke. It's taxing. Do you guys snowboard or ski?
snowboard.
Yeah, let's go. He's got to dodge all the moguls first.
I'm planning my ski trip for February, so just a little bit of downhill skiing, but during the month I'm gonna do cross-country skiing. And I asked two people they're gonna help me learn skating, so I'm
Nice.
gonna do that.
Okay.
So that's gonna keep me a bit active during the holidays. So I won't be too stressed, but just learning something and just enjoying the weather. So
Awesome, man. Heck yeah. It is all about balance for sure. And skating's no joke either. Did you guys ever used to go to like the on skating, the rollerblading links, rollerblading rinks as a kid? That?
It's actually popular again. Like, so I have a 10 and an 8-year-old, and so yeah, they want to have skate parties. It's hilarious.
Used to go every weekend in 7th grade. Every weekend. You guys have anything else for me? We don't have to go any longer than we need to. I just want to be available for you all for any questions or be helpful in any way.
I just want to just mention this that a lot of times when I feel like I'm kind of going low on protein, I've been using this particular yogurt, which says it's like 19 grams, like very high protein, and that has helped me quite a bit, especially so just to get to that point where I'm like, okay, that's good enough for that day. Pretty happy about that. So I'm gonna use continuously using that even during the holidays, just if I hit a roadblock or something.
Yeah, man. No, that's awesome, dude. Little hacks. Just making it a part of your life. That's it.
Oh,
Sometimes.
I found another protein hack too. Actually, that reminded me I was gonna share. It's like hemp hearts, hemp seeds.
Let go.
Anybody hear that?
Oh yeah, I've done hemp,
Let
like hemp protein before.
Yeah, like you can buy it at Trader Joe's. It's like hemp hearts or something like that. And it's like something you sprinkle on your salad, but I was calculating it and it's like 10 grams of protein for like 2 or 3 tablespoons. And you don't even know that it's there. Like it's any if anything, it's just like a nice grainy texture to your salad. I throw it like on my salad or on my meal or anything, and it's like just an extra 10 grams of protein, which I was like, what?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So Trader Joe's,
Nice.
go get that.
This is great. There's so much. Yeah, this
No.
protein, it's a very nuanced thing too, because there's like a It's just very debated. I think it's pretty clear now that, like, when it comes to consuming protein, you do want the main source to be from meat, right? And there's a lot of people that'd be like, oh, it doesn't matter as long as it's protein, yada, whatever. But, like, when it comes to consuming meat, making that your central source is still really important because the amino acid profile and the bioavailability and all those things. So I love the hacks. Keep them in there because I do too. But still try to fight to get your chicken breast in, your red meat in, all those things. Make that like the bulk of it if possible. If not, do those other things. But I think it's important to hit on that because that's a it's a very it can be very easy to skip over it and you think you're doing a good job, but you could be missing out on some nutrients that you get from meat. So, but again, that's a very nuanced thing. And at the end of the day, if you're eating protein, that's a win.
I'm just trying to get to 160 grams, man. That's so hard. I
Right.
tried 160 and I reached 90, and I'm like, well, that's what everyone tells me is the right thing to do. So at least I'm like
Yeah.
swimming with the normal people now. But yeah, that extra 60 grams, it's like, but I think I figured it out, and you're probably gonna laugh, but it's like, oh, that's just meal prepping. All it is, right? Because it's like if I prep daily what I'm gonna eat and I already know, like I add it up beforehand, then I'm not gonna miss the 160.
It. Yeah, and then once you do it for a while, like you kind of have it down in your head, so you don't even,
Yeah.
it's automatic.
Yeah.
Same things over and over, a little bit of variation. Cool. Do you guys have anything else? Any other questions? Awesome. All right. Well, I hope you all enjoy the rest of your night. I'm glad you guys joined in. These are fun. It's a fun time getting to hang out with you guys.
Absolutely. Nice to meet y'all, the two that I haven't met before.
Yeah,
Hey.
nice to meet you too.
I do dry November through February. It avoids a lot. I just read your message, Tammy. Dry
Oh,
November.
yeah. I
Wow.
did. It's actually great because then it just, you don't go to, or you don't stay as late as many parties. And yeah, you're just not even, you don't even want to eat as much of the junk food either because you're like, nah, I'm good. It's not for everybody, obviously, but I found it's, yeah, it worked for me.
That's awesome. Whatever works, that's the thing.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, enjoy the rest of your night. Feel free to reach out to me if you have any other questions. Let's get back
All
at it tomorrow. Let's enjoy the rest of the week.
right.
And then let's get ready to begin the new year. It's crazy. That'd be 2025. It's insane.
Coming in hot.
All right, you guys. Have a great night.
All right. Bye,
Bye.
y'all.
Bye,
Bye.
everyone.
See ya.